Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, County Durham. Here's the headline. County Durham is the running yield county of the North East, a market where commercial leaning medians range from £44,000 in Peterlee to £105,000 in Stockton-on-Tees. Where the Tees Valley Freeport programme is reshaping the industrial thesis, and where most secondary investment deal flow is being absorbed off rostrum rather than at the auction hammer. Let me set the scene. County Durham occupies the corridor between the Tyne and the Tees, bounded by the North Pennines area of outstanding natural beauty to the west and the North Sea coast to the east. It's no longer a single administrative unit. Local government splits between Durham County Council, Stockton-on-Tees and Hartlepool Unitary Authorities, and Darlington Borough, but it remains a coherent commercial property market organised along the East Coast mainline, the A1 motorway, the A19 and the Lower Tees Corridor. The market personality is shaped by economic specialisation. You've got a historic university and cathedral core at Durham City. The cathedral, the castle, and Durham University generate a stable institutional base, a substantial student-let house in multiple occupation market, and a service sector economy that has proved resilient through the cycle. Darlington is the largest town in the county by population at around 107,000, and the engineering and financial services centre of the Southern Belt, Cummins, Amec, and the wider Tees Valley advanced manufacturing supply chain anchor the occupier story. With a long-dated upside option from the prospective HS2 and Northern Powerhouse rail terminus aspiration. Stockton-on-Tees and Hartlepool are the two pillars of the Tees Valley industrial strategy. Stockton anchors the Tees Works redevelopment at Redcar and Wilton, the UK's largest industrial site and a designated freeport zone. Hartlepool's port and freeport status make it the second leg of that programme. Bishop Auckland's Auckland Castle and Auckland Project Tourism Programme has reframed an otherwise post-coalfield economy. Peterlee, Newton Aycliffe and Spennymoor add the manufacturing supply base that grew up around the post-1945 new towns and the surviving NET Park and Hitachi Rail footprints. Why should an investor care? Because County Durham delivers a running yield premium of roughly 1-2 percentage points over Tyne and Wear and North Yorkshire for equivalent income product. And that premium is held up by genuine occupier demand across the Tees Valley rather than widened by tenant risk. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 6,555 commercial-leaning transactions across the nine principal County Durham towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. Alongside that, just under 20,000 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. Every one of those 6,500 commercial-leaning trades sits in the Land Registry's commercial-leaning category. Limited companies, special purpose vehicles, and corporate buyers, rather than private individuals. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Stockton-on-Tees. Stockton leads the league table with 1,495 commercial leaning transactions, just under 23% of the county total. Median price, £105,000, the highest in the county. 47 keyword-matched office transactions, the largest single office concentration in County Durham, reflecting Stockton High Street, the Preston Farm Industrial Estate, and the Teesside Park retail and leisure catchment. The Tees Works Freeport Zone sits immediately to the east, and the substantial owner-occupier residential book, over 5,700 trades in 5 years, underwrites the depth of the special-purpose vehicle investment market. Second, Hartlepool. 1,301 transactions at a median of £63,000, the lowest median of the four largest towns, and a function of the legacy of post-industrial pricing across the Eastern Tees Valley. The port, the freeport status, and the surviving heavy engineering and process supply chain anchor the wider sub-economy. The Equitas rostrum gives us the cleanest single pricing reference for the town's secondary high street investment market. Lot 32 at 144 to 148 York Road. A Barclays Bank investment let at £67,495 a year. Sold post-auction at the November 2024 sale. And reappeared as Lot 27 at the February 2025 sale. And sold prior. Two consecutive catalogues to clear a single let bank branch covenant on a secondary high street pitch. Third, Darlington. 1,020 commercial leaning transactions at a median of £95,000, with a sector mix tilted towards offices, mixed-use town centre stock, and an industrial catchment along Faverdale and the A1 motorway corridor. Cummins AMEC and the wider Tees Valley engineering and rail supply base anchor the occupier story. 18 keyword matched office transactions, but that understates true office market depth, much of which runs through converted townhouse stock that doesn't flag as office in land registry address strings. Worth a quick word on Durham City too. 961 transactions at a £100,000 median, the institutional and historic core of the county, and the single largest segment of special purpose vehicle commercial mortgage demand across the Gellis Gate, Crossgate Moor and Neville's Cross student let belt. Together, Stockton, Hartlepool, Darlington and Durham account for 4,777 transactions, 73% of the county-wide flow. And a word on the smaller centres. Bishop Auckland, 683 transactions at a £60,000 median, is the regeneration story of the central county, with the Auckland Castle and Auckland Project tourism programme reframing what would otherwise be a thin post-Coalfield market. Peterlee, at 583 transactions and a £44,000 median, is the smallest priced market in the county. Seaham, Consett and Chesterle Street round out the rural and post-Coalfield long tail. So let's talk about the yield environment. County Durham has produced a moderate auction-cleared dataset relative to its transaction volume. Seven acuitous lots matched to the county across the rolling Q4 2024 to Q1 2026 catalogues. Of those seven, only one cleared at the rostrum with a hammer price, one sold post-auction, one sold prior to sale, and four were withdrawn post-auction. That asymmetry tells its own story. Far more lots clearing off rostrum or being held back than being forced through the auction pricing mechanism. The single fully priced print is the headline reference. Lot 44 at 27 to 29 Newgate Street, Bishop Auckland, a retail and development lot, sold for £106,000 at the July 2025 sale. That sub-150,000 lot size is consistent with the bulk of the county's commercial-leaning transaction distribution, and it provides a useful pricing anchor for small-ticket secondary retail product across the post-Coalfield centres. The other six lots provide context rather than direct pricing. The Hartlepool York Road Barclays Bank lot we mentioned a moment ago. £67,500 a year of bank branch income. Two consecutive catalogues to clear off rostrum. And then the cluster of four lots at High Newham Court in Stockton-on-Tees. Convenience retail and takeaway formats. Lots 35, 36, 41 and 42 at the March 2026 sale. All four withdrawn post-auction. That's the high vacancy story in plain sight. Vendors taking the whole parade off the rostrum and pursuing a private trade rather than accepting hammer pricing on secondary retail in a thinner town centre pitch. Reading across the broader market, the yield premium over Tyne and Wear and North Yorkshire is broadly 1-2 percentage points wider for similar covenant strength, consistent with the regional risk premium reported in Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE published commentary. For income-focused buyers, willing to accept that premium, the running yield available across the County Durham secondary market is among the strongest in the English regions. Which brings us to lender appetite. County Durham is well served, concentrated and competitive. High Street banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander, all maintain active Northeast regional teams covering the county, with most large relationships consolidated through Newcastle or Leeds-based bankers. Darlington and Stockton see the most direct high street appetite, reflecting their Tees Valley industrial occupier base. Durham City's institutional and university adjacent boroughs also see broad high street competition. Challenger Banks, Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties dominate the £1 to £15 million special purpose vehicle mid-market. That's exactly the segment where the bulk of the county's 6,500 commercial leaning transactions sit. Pricing tends to be a touch sharper than for equivalent product in West Yorkshire or Greater Manchester, reflecting the smaller average ticket and the higher running yield. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore cover bridging and value-add finance, with particular activity around Durham City's student-let house in multiple occupation core, Bishop Auckland's regeneration pipeline, and the Tees Valley industrial conversion trade. What to be cautious about? Four risk factors. First, post-industrial and post-coalfield remediation. The legacy of the Durham coalfield, the Hartlepool and Stockton steel and chemical heritage, and the former Consett Steelworks footprint carries higher ground contamination and remediation risk than modern stock. And lenders price that into both loan-to-value, or LTV, and pricing. Second, two-speed market geography. The Tees Valley centres at Stockton, Hartlepool and Darlington attract a genuine occupier and investor competition supported by the Teesworks pipeline, but secondary post-coalfield products at Peterlee, Seaham and parts of Bishop Auckland and Consett can struggle to attract mainstream debt without a clear repositioning plan. Third, Freeport pipeline concentration risk. A meaningful share of the county's industrial investment thesis now rests on the Teesworks redevelopment, which delivers significant upside but also concentrates the regional industrial market on a single delivery vehicle. Fourth, retail pitch thinness. The four withdrawn Stockton lots at High Newham Court at the March 2026 sale and the patient clearance pattern on the Hartlepool Barclays lot illustrate the difficulty of forcing single-let secondary retail product through the auction mechanism in the county's smaller centres. Outlook. The 12-month picture for County Durham commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of yield stability with selective upside on the Tees Valley Freeport programme. Land registry transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The 7-lot Acuitas sample, with 4 withdrawn at the March 2026 Stockton sale, confirms that the bulk of secondary investment deal flow is being absorbed off rostrum or held back for vendor patience, rather than cleared at the hammer. What to watch? The Teesworks Freeport pipeline at Stockton and Hartlepool as the build-out continues. The prospective HS2 and Northern Powerhouse Rail Terminus story at Darlington. The Auckland project and wider regeneration programme at Bishop Auckland. The institutional and student-let investment market at Durham City. And the special purpose vehicle residential investment market across the wider Tees Valley and post-coalfield catchment, where commercial mortgage demand has been stable through the cycle and the running yield premium over Tyne and Wear North Yorkshire and the Pennine Piers continues to attract income-focused buyers. Lender competition for quality income remains intense, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. If you're considering a commercial property deal in County Durham, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagebroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.